אז לפני שנתחיל בחומר הלימוד, רק נגיד שעכשיו איתנו יחד בשידור חי, כמו שאמרנו קודם, מחוברים 850.
So before we start with our live broadcast, we'll just mention that we have 850 friends out of 117 tens, and out of them, many of them from Petah Tikva, and there's 17 other physical groups on top of all of those connections, and not only that, but 1,500 additional connections in Sviva Tova. It's an immense force that's connected now to the lesson. And we're studying from the building of the future society, selected excerpts from Baal HaSulam. We're going to continue from excerpt number 6. Number 6 from Baal HaSulam, Peace in the World. We must thoroughly know the proportional value between the individual and the collective. Meaning between the individual and the collective, that the individual lives in and nourishes from, in both matter and in spirit. Reality shows us that an individual cannot exist in isolation without a sufficient number of people around him to serve him and help him provide for his needs. Hence, man is inherently born to lead a social life. And each and every individual in society is like a wheel that is linked to several other wheels placed in a machine. This single wheel has no freedom of movement in and of itself, but continues with the motion of the rest of the wheels in a certain direction to qualify the machine to perform its general function. And if there is some malfunction in the wheel, the malfunction is not evaluated relating to the wheel itself, but according to its service and role with respect to the whole machine.
From here we can say that I'm not to blame for what I am either, but it's society that makes me the way that I am. Just like I act in society, so the better I act, society becomes better. The worse I act, society becomes worse. So also, I'm part of society. But no, this is not how it is. We can't say that, because society is the creator who controls it. And therefore, it's not an equal attitude that just like I build society, this is how society relates to me. No, there's another partner here besides myself in society, or you in society, we're all society. There's also the upper force here. And he puts his hand in. He's activating, operating us. Therefore, I influence society, and I have to be careful not to corrupt it, but to advance it, and to advance it means always toward connection. And what I get from society isn't necessarily what we bestow, but the general big will to receive that the Creator is revealing, the ego that's sitting beneath us that has to be revealed and brought entirely, completely into correction. Therefore, our attitude should be that we have to bestow good and abundance upon society and always try to make society more united. And what we get from society, it's not that if society's good, then I get a good influence in return, and if it's bad, then I get some kind of bad influence in return. But it's what the Creator gives each and every one to correct. It's called private providence. And even the bad responses that I get from society, I have to correct myself correspondingly and to relate to society in a good way, to have a good attitude towards society. Is this clear? Don't ask about anything else, only about this. Is this clear? Ida 4, Italy 4. You want to ask about that? No. Bulgaria, this is what you want to ask about? Ask only according to what we're talking about.
Bulgaria.
Bulgaria 2. We can't hear you. We can't hear you, Bulgaria.
Tov, lo shomim, Bulgaria.
Okay.
No, no, Mimi Daver.
Who's talking?
Почему коронавирус более сильный в Европе? Имеет ли это послание это Творца для людей в Европе?
Why does the coronavirus have more of an influence in Europe? Is that something that the Creator has with the Europeans?
I don't think that the coronavirus is influencing Europe more strongly than other places in the world. It's according to the measure to which people are cautious or not. I don't know, but providence has to be particular providence, both for countries, nations, for each and every person in particular. We don't know how does it work. But why? Probably the Europeans have more what to correct in general. This the answer. The Europeans, they determine the entire process by which the world advances, even though that they're growing weaker and weaker, but still, they're in the center of the planet. And therefore, they deserve to really quickly correct everything and to show everyone what the method of correction is. Corporeal correction against the virus. Therefore, I still don't understand why did the Europeans not shut themselves off completely. All the countries, everyone at home, all businesses, they should have completely sealed themselves off. Because it is a continent that is very interconnected. I don't think that we're already in a state where this virus is coming to an end, and soon it's going to pass. To me, it seems that it's still moving from country to country, from nation to nation. Asia.
Sorry, we can't hear it very well. Love that's not connected to the matter.
Hello.
I didn't hear anything. I can't hear you at all. Speak loudly, loudly.
We're not measuring what the society gives back to us as a response of what we do. How do we deal with the equivalence of form to love that's not dependent? The question is relative to what we said. We don't measure what the society gives back to ourselves, but we measure towards the equivalence of form, which is the love that is independent.
Yeah, you can say that. Okay.
Haifa.
Haifa VG3.
Haifa, V. Jeffrey.
Good morning. I wanted to share and ask the Rav. I went through a trauma and operation. I was in great darkness. And then I felt the group, and I understood what the group is. The group strengthens, and thanks to it, I managed to thank the Creator for giving me this darkness, so that I will be able to understand, not just know, but understand what the group is, and the group is my whole life. From here, I managed to uplift, and really great thanks. The Creator is talking to us every day. We need to just understand what He wants. Thank you very much to everyone.
Thank you very much for your words, and really we'll all grow stronger. We'll have to understand that our remedy is connection and only, and from the connection we'll get a new life and also an eternal and good one. Africa. 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 We can't hear you, Africa.
Article we read.
Okay. Repeat, please. Repeat.
Yeah, in the article we read. Can you hear us, please? In the article we read that the person cannot survive isolation. Did the sages have this in mind? That it was a physical isolation or spiritual isolation, and how does any of the two affect the current level of development of things, please?
Repeat, please.
Okay. The question is, from the article we read, it said that a person cannot survive in isolation and a person needs an environment around himself. So my question is, did the sages mean a physical isolation or a spiritual isolation? Or if any of the two was what the sages were talking about, how does the two affect this current level of development that we are undergoing? And how can a person develop the right environment around himself in this state of isolation, please?
I think that actually because we're now physically isolated, we will want to develop a spiritual connection between us, and we will want to yearn and aspire and better understand and feel one another. I'd even be happy not to see you, but only to feel that you're present without seeing. And afterwards, even without hearing, but simply feel you. So the physical isolation is awakening us toward a more inner connection, spiritual connection, and I think that soon we will develop things so much that I don't even think that we'll even want to sit together. Why sit together if I feel us together? How will this mess of sitting together and so on help me in any way to see how everyone's eating this, that? What do you need that for? I feel them. They're inside my heart, inside me, all of my friends, so much so that there's no closer connection. There's no better connection. And this is how we will advance.
Hebrew 10.
Ken. Hebrew 10.
אנחנו לא שומעים.
We can't hear you.
Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
טוב, לא. איתה 4.
Ita 4, Italy 4.
Gamken lo shomim.
What's going on with the reception?
Petach Tikva 3.
Petach Tikva 3.
רב, הם מוסרים עכשיו שהגלקסי נתקע. התוכנה נתקעה.
טוב, אז תתחיל אתה לקרוא.
רב, they're saying that.
Stuck this program. Can I ask about excerpt number 6? According to what I understood, the point where a person can't come in complaints to the society because the creator is in society. Is that perception correct also as far as the collective or only for those with a point in the heart that are studying the wisdom of Kabbalah?
Again, please.
This perception that a person can't come in complaints to the collective but to correct himself relative to the collective because the creator is in the collective, is that perception correct also towards the broad public?
What can the broad public or can the public do? For him, it's the government or the nation or their history. A person doesn't know about the interconnection that by nature we have to be internally connected and so on. No, this is only in relation to us that we want to reach a state where we're all connected. And really we are connected, but in relation to ourselves we're not connected. So this is something that we have to discover. And therefore it's only about us.
So the question arises that maybe there could be a complaint that rises. What can I, the small little wheel in the machine, change the whole machine? If the machine to start with is operating in the wrong direction, how can I change it?
Wait a second. What does it mean that the machine is working in an incorrect direction? The machine is working in relation to you in an incorrect direction because you're incorrectly participating in it. If you want to discover how it's acting or functioning correctly, correct yourself and you see how everything is corrected.
I'm asking from that point of the claim that comes from the public that someone hears our message so we need to do some general social correction. They can come and say, and they do say, that he is one wheel in the machine and he himself can't influence the whole of the machine.
But, mister, anyone who blames others, accuses them, does it because of his own flaws. Surely, to the measure of his corruption, he will see a corruption in the general machine, and to the extent of his correction, he will see the correction in the general machine.
But that perception, from what I understood from you, is that only a person who has a point in the heart can.
Whoever corrects himself, this is what he'll see.
So I'm not asking about someone who's correcting himself. I'm asking about the collective. When they come and hear our message, he comes and says, what can I do if the machine is broken and I'm just one little wheel?
Corrected by correctly participating in it.
But I'm just one wheel and the machine is big and...
No. To the extent to which you relate to the machine that way, you'll start seeing that it's corrected because anyone who sees flaws in others, it's because of
also
his own
flaws. Relative to the broad public?
Yeah, what is there about the public? The public will see it the same way because they will start correcting themselves. They don't have to correct themselves above reason. Here we're talking on the level of human society. So, to the measure to which he correctly participates in it, then he'll see that it's corrected. To the measure to which he'll correct himself, he'll see that it is corrected.
How? What's the rational explanation to that?
That there is private providence, and this is how everyone will see it. Sorry, general providence.
But general providence, I understood it's an explanation only to those with a point in the heart. I'm asking how to explain to a person who comes and claims, hey, I'm just one wheel in a machine. So how can I make some kind of change? That's the question.
So again, according to your complaints, this can't be corrected. But again, I'm telling you, anyone who blames others, it's because of his own flaws. If I correct my qualities in participating with others to the measure to which I come closer to love another as yourself, not on a big spiritual level, but in a way where I come closer to others, to society. Like Balasulami wanted to talk to Ben Gurion, to other leaders, that he wanted to start educating the nation through these things. So what was his intention? That everyone will be on a spiritual stature? And there will be these unique Kabbalists. No, but this way, they will go into building the future corrected society. When we talk about the structure or the building of the future society, we're not saying that everyone will be an attainment. But that part called the Rosh of the Partsuf, the head of the Partsuf, will be a very small part. But the rest of the body will follow the Rosh, the head. Therefore, the laws of society have to be taught the way we study them, and anyone who flaws others, it's because of his own flaws, and once he corrects himself, he'll gradually start seeing that if he accepts the correction, then he will change his opinion. He'll be a bit of a different person, and then he will see society in its more corrected, or as more corrected. Don't be so... There are laws that will be accepted by the public, and the public this way will go and will be corrected. 7.
Excerpt number 7 from Balasulam, Peace in the World. The benefit of each and every person within this collective is evaluated not according to his own benefit, but according to his service to the public, and vice versa. We appreciate the measure of evil of each and every individual only according to the harm one inflicts upon the public in general, and not by one's own individual value. These matters are crystal clear, both from the perspective of the truth in them and from the perspective of the good in them, because there is nothing found in the collective which is only found in the individual, and the benefit of the collective is the benefit of each and every individual.
Because we're all interconnected, we're all connected as cogwheels, so it's impossible that you and I have a different fate. But if I turn correctly, so do you. And this way we're all interdependent in a way that is becoming ever more tightly connected. The clutch between us is closing more and more, and we're becoming ever closer. Now the coronavirus is exactly what it's telling us, showing us how tightly connected we really are, and it's not the end of it.
He who harms the collective takes his share in the harm, and he who benefits the collective takes his share in the benefit. Since individuals are parts of the whole, and the whole is not worth in any way more than the sum of its individuals.
Again,
Balasulam, Peace in the World, excerpt number 7. The benefit of each and every person within his collective is evaluated not according to his own benefit, but according to the service to the public. And vice versa, we appreciate the measure of evil of each and every individual only according to the harm one inflicts upon the public in general, and not by one's own individual value. These matters are crystal clear, both from the perspective of the truth in them and from the perspective of the good in them. This is because what is found in the collective is only what is found in the individual, and the benefit of the collective is the benefit of each and every individual. He who harms the collective takes his share in the harm, and he who benefits the collective takes his share in the benefit. Since individuals are parts of the whole, and the whole is not worth in any way more than the sum of its individuals. We can hear you, right?
Nothing to explain. Excerpt number 8.
Excerpt number 8 from Bala Sulam, Peace in the World. The collective and the individual are one and the same, and the individual is not harmed because of his enslavement to the collective. Since the freedom of the collective and the freedom of the individual are one and the same, and as they share the good, they also share the freedom. Thus, good attributes and bad attributes, good deeds and bad deeds, are evaluated only with respect to the benefit of the public. Of course, the above words apply if all the individuals perform their role towards the public to the fullest and receive no more than they deserve, nor take from their friends' share. But if a part of the collective does not behave accordingly, as a result, they not only harm the collective, but they too are harmed. We should not discuss further something that is known to all, and the aforesaid is only to show the drawback, the place that needs correction. Namely, that each and every individual will understand that his own benefit and the benefit of the collective are one and the same. And by this, the world will come to its full correction.
Meaning that now we're starting to discover how much the world's becoming more and more round. And we see it through the virus and other things. It's the very first time in modern times that, not through wars or something of the kind, but that the force of nature is forcing us to feel that we are under one force, that all of us are interdependent. Now, one person who has the coronavirus goes out to the street and starts spreading it all over, drives around, goes into stores, touches different things, spreads this virus to everyone. We're all interdependent. There are no boundaries. You can shut down a country. It won't help. It won't help. It's a wonder. But there are places that are so isolated, and they have this virus. They have this virus. If it has to be revealed, it will become revealed. How? Out of thin air, out of nothing. We don't understand how much our world is not built out of the objects that we see, but that from this field that we're in, there is a force that becomes revealed. This, first and foremost, is at the foundation of the world. And therefore, the public has to acknowledge that we're living in a round world where we are all interconnected. It's a global, integral world. We have no choice. We're all interdependent. And I hope that this corona will really give us this feeling, to the measure to which we need it in order to grasp this message, and from it to continue to be a bit more responsible for our world. But really, write about this too. Think about it. Write about how the blow is actually not a blow, but it's a revelation. We're revealing the new world here. It's like a crisis. It's like a mashbel. Crisis in Hebrew also means a place where a woman crouches down to give birth, where she gives birth to a baby. So this is what's going on. We are now being born, and also the entire world in relation to us, but we'll move into a new state. We'll stop generating or making different rubbish and live our life as if we don't care about ecology, we don't care about the world, but we'll start thinking, what are we living for? Not in order to fill our life with stuff, fill, and die, but to begin with, to think, what is the most important thing that we have to attain in life so we won't confuse ourselves with endless shopping, but to think, what is the real thing that we have to invest ourselves in? And we are so many people that we can really reach a state that the sky will open. Okay. We have a few questions. So let's start with Moscow. Let's see.
Rav,
from what I understand from these excerpts,
a
person is actually correcting himself. So the question is, if a person correctly invests into society, then more and more corruptions are supposed to be revealed in him. Then the question is, if I correctly invest in society, what happens is that I have to see more and more corruptions. Is there something good? Will I see something good in society? Or will I see only...
Wait, why don't you translate what he says?
It's the translation of the question.
What's being disclosed to you personally is more flaws in the society, so you correct more. And then you start to receive these flaws as the reward. As reward. Because they don't need to give a true worker anything more than giving him more and more work. That's the gift. That's the reward for someone who works. That's the payment. There is no other payment in order to bestow that you could bestow with. Clear? Nice. You'll understand. Italy 4.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Thank you. The question comes from Luigi, and he's asking, he's hearing on the net that there is some voices that will shut down internet, and there is a state of fear. How should we approach if this new state comes? Are we prepared for it? Thanks.
לואיג'י, רב, השאלה הייתה כזאת, זו שאלה של לואיג'י, והוא שמע שיש ברשת חשש שהשלב הבא זה שינתקו את האינטרנט, וזה עורר בו פחד, ובכלל יש מצב של פחד, והאם אנחנו ערוכים למצב כזה שעלולים לנתק את האינטרנט? לא שומעים אותך, רב.
I don't have such a feeling that they're going to disconnect the internet. I don't think so. Because by that, they are truly disconnecting the whole world. That's considered like turning off electricity. It's truly that way today. Everyone will start going crazy. What's without internet, without cell phones, without communication, connection between people? People are not capable. And it's also so against nature. And I understand in order to disconnect and connect it in the right way, but the internet can't be done that way. The people need to do that. They need to be educated by that corrupted internet. It all comes from the corruption to correction. So we need to advertise within the internet what's the right connection. And then change the system itself. So the connection, this net, for this net to be a good network. But slowly, slowly, I think that by such viruses that will develop more and come to us more frequently, they will be able to aim us towards the right connection. Look at what the virus does. It comes here. The nations of the world, you're all egoists, and therefore I want to isolate you completely so that you won't be connected in an egoistic connection between you, as you only want to harm one another and benefit from one another. That's it. That's what it's saying, the coronavirus. Congratulations. Very nice. It's doing a great correction. Then there'll be a more sophisticated virus. It'll say this. Whoever relates nicely to one another can do this and that. And whoever doesn't, then no. And this way, slowly, slowly, we'll start getting closer from such examples to a new world. Look how wonderful. And if we won't want to do this, meaning we, Bnei Baruch, don't do dissemination as appropriately necessary and bring as many as possible people to the right connections, the right attitude, at least to the knowledge of what's happening in the world, then these blows will continue. And time extends. But nevertheless, we are at the end of the way. Nature, that is God, has to teach us how to come to correction. Okay.
Kiev.
Вот вы сказали написать про то, как кризис этот является подарком.
You asked to write about how the crisis is actually a present. And I was thinking, we're learning that the crisis, the blows themselves, they don't correct anything if a person himself does not change. So my question is, how we as the Bnei Baruch group have to eventually change during this blow, and how are people supposed to change in order for us to be able to explain this to ourselves and everyone?
I don't know. I think we need to try. To try with all our might what you already know. That which you already know. What do I know more about talking to people than you do? No, I know maybe little details in the corrections that are advanced that we have not come to yet. But when it comes to talk to the public and to enthuse them, and I'm not strong at that. I'm very heavy of my tongue. You understand? So just try as much as possible. I don't know. The world is before great changes. And we need to think how to do it, what to do it. Good. We will go onwards. We read 8, so 9 now.
Excerpt number 9, Bala Sulam, One Commandment. The first and only mitzvah that guarantees the achievement of the aspiration to attain lishma is to resolve not to work for oneself apart for the necessary works, merely to provide for one's sustenance. And the rest of the time, he will work for the public, to save the oppressed and every being in the world that needs salvation and benefit. There are two advantages to this mitzvah. Each one, the first is that each one will understand that he is working because this work is approved and agreeable to all the people in the world. The second is that this mitzvah may better qualify him to observe Torah and mitzvot lishma, since the preparation is part of the goal. This is so because by accustoming oneself to serving people, one benefits others and not oneself. Thus, one gradually becomes fit to observe the mitzvot of the Creator under the required condition to benefit the Creator and not himself. Naturally, the intention should be to observe the mitzvot of the Creator.
Again.
Excerpt number 9, Bala Sulam, One Commandment. The first and only mitzvah that guarantees the achievement of the aspiration to attain lishma is to resolve not to work for oneself apart for the necessary works, merely to provide for one's sustenance. And the rest of the time, he will work for the public to save the oppressed and every being in the world that needs salvation and benefit. There are two advantages to this mitzvah. The first, each one will understand that he is working because this work is approved and agreeable to all the people in the world. The second is that this mitzvah may better qualify him to observe Torah and mitzvot lishma, since the preparation is part of the goal. This is so because by accustoming oneself to serving people, one benefits others and not oneself. Thus, one gradually becomes fit to observe the mitzvot of the Creator under the required condition to benefit the Creator and not himself. Naturally, the intention should be to observe the mitzvot of the Creator.
Meaning, certainly we need to aim ourselves such that we want to come close to the Creator and to truly adhere to Him. But the action itself, that we attain this stature and adhering to Him and to come to the connection, adhesion with the Creator, is by us operating towards the public, towards the collective, towards all of humanity, in order to bring it to that unity between them and with the Creator. Look at what he writes. That being inside the collective, inside of humanity, And this is the right one that is beneficial, and the result will be to the extent in which you bring everyone closer to connection between them and to the Creator, then you merit adhesion to the Creator as well. Therefore, we now specifically, in the times that we're in this coronavirus period, this is our work. Let's spread between everyone this knowledge that in the connection between us, we heal, but internal connection, not the external one where we're passing viruses to each other. This connection distances between us. We stop using egoistically each other and want to be connected internally with one another. As this is how we come closer to adhesion with the Creator. This is the final goal, and from this goal, we receive the virus and all kinds of other conditions which just help us. We can see now how this virus is actually healing everything. Just like when we read the article that it's not the blow that I'm bringing you, but the medicine. Clear, yes? I hope it is. I'm afraid to let you ask. I have here 8 groups that want to ask, because you're usually asking not what we're studying right now. You're asking like something that's else, and that's not okay. Well, let's see if it's right.
Petach Tikva 4.
Petach Tikva 4.
Lo shomim.
Atzibur, mazet.
What is to the benefit of society for someone who's not studying the wisdom of Kabbalah?
The benefit of the public? Now it's clear to us what the benefit of the public is. That everything will work out, that everyone will be able to be safe tomorrow, that the children get the right dissemination, that people will live good and will know what to live for and not waste themselves on all kinds of nonsense and work hours every day and then hours in traffic jams. And for what? Meaning, arrange their lives in the right way to truly do a scrutiny, critique their entire lives, why we're here, what we're doing, and what way we're living. And accordingly, try to bring our society to the right way. That's it. So thank you, the coronavirus. Let's hope it will be done once we get the right form and will arrange us and direct us correctly.
Italy, number 3.
Vai Nicola.
Vai Nicola.
Bravo, buongiorno.
Vai Nicola.
Ania Marta.
Volevo chiedere, nonostante il nostro lavoro di divulgazione, nonostante il lavoro di questo grandioso in Italia e in tutto il mondo, sentiamo ancora che...
Despite that... We're doing lots of good work in dissemination in Italy and around the world. We still feel that the leaders of the world want to wage war, even though that the virus gave such a strong blow to the world. How should we relate to this? We needn't look at them at all, but to look at our work. I don't look at anyone. I'm not looking at anyone in the world. In this world, since my teacher passed away, there's no great person for me in this world. No one. And therefore, I don't look at leaders, I don't look at prime ministers, I don't
I don't look at anyone, really no one. There's the upper force, we have the group, and each of us, to the measure to which we're included in the group in order to connect to the upper force. This is all we need. What do I have as a result of the European government or Trump or in Italy or in Israel or in Russia or someone or something? What do we have as a result? They're all very tiny. They don't change anything. If the Creator wants to change something through them, He does. But usually, you see, through the coronavirus, He's arranging it in a much more quick and better way. What need Trump and Putin for, and Bibi and Berlusconi or whoever's in Italy? I don't remember his name. That's it? What's that for? The Creator, He has 1,000 different forces, and He does it. Therefore, let's calm down. It all depends only upon us, only. And nothing besides us is important. So, we have to only connect with each other, and in such a way, we will succeed in what? The world for sure will advance in the right direction. But we will give it another push, some more pressure to advance more correctly. That's the difference between Be'ito and Achishena. So we'll advance and Achishena will pull the world with us. Therefore, in our connection, we will be drawn to the general goal and the world will follow us. And this way, everything will fall into place and it will be okay. This concludes our lesson. And what's up for today? We have announcements from the info group. All the announcements and songs and everything, we have time. Right, so info group. So let's go over the schedule. Please schedule for today in English, if we can see it online.
Okay.
The previous one. We're going to start our day with the daily writers meeting at 1:30. At 1:30 in the afternoon, we will have the writers talk with Rav, then 4 till 5 the webinar, and then from 5 till 6:30 there are different local activities by language. Afterwards, we are preparing together for the Yeshivat Chavarim. And after that, we have a special event, the North American meal, that up until now was only for North America. We will connect to it from all around the world. You can connect on Sivat Tova, there will be translation, and afterwards, at 8:30, there will be a writing training for Israelis. And let's go to an update in Russian.
A few words about the project that we started. It's a team that worked on the anti-Semitism project. We collected materials. More than 300 groups in Israel and in the world. On Facebook, a special page, they're reading our articles, and we have results and conclusions too. We can show some of the pictures and results. We came to several articles that came to a true viral state. From 50 to 140,000 views of an article, changes from 5 to 700 shares, and from 200 to 2,000 on each likes on each article, which is truly amazing. We can see that this is very good work of the team, and also a state where people need our materials, and there's also a request. We've come to the conclusion that if we put behind every article, every post we make, a like and a red heart under every single one that we do in all the languages, we are simply increasing our dissemination in a viral way. Every person that doesn't even know how to do anything in Facebook or anything, he puts a little heart, helps our dissemination. Thank you.
Okay, short update from the troubleshooting team. First of all, I want to say that we're giving full support in English now, also in terms of all the documentations that we have, the documents, the all kinds of support in English. In Russian, we have almost full support. We were lacking a few documents, but we're on our way. A few very important points. Anyone who connects and wants to ask a question, please make sure that you have a qualitative, basically qualitative microphone. Check with your friends to sound, to hear what do you sound like before you go live. If you have a laptop at home, if possible, do not work through the Wi-Fi, but through the cable, network cable. It seriously influences the quality of broadcast. Let's pay attention to how we look during our appearance. We moved home from the centers, so let's pay attention. How do we look? How are we sitting? What's behind us? And all these things. If you leave the frame, don't forget to turn off your camera. And if you don't have a camera, you can't ask. So let's help each other get organized, getting the required equipment. Dr. Vlad, please.
And we're hoping to read the guidelines of the health department for today, and we can understand how we're going to keep life. We're going to make all the efforts. So let's hear the guidelines and keep ourselves safe this way.
Fighting the corona. Together, we'll win. We don't leave home. What's allowed and what's not? Forbidden. Malls and leisure places. Restaurants and cafes. Parks. The beach. Going for a walk, theaters, cinemas, parties, social events, gym, all of the educational facilities are closed, starting with kindergartens and up to universities. What is allowed? Working according to the limitations. Going out to buy food or medicine. The family can go out together for a few minutes.
go out for medical treatment, sports activities, two people together, helping an old person or someone who needs help, weddings and funerals according to the restrictions, and takeaway and deliveries. In addition, we make sure that we're no more than 2 meters, that we're at least 2 meters away from each other, even from our grandparents. We love them from afar. Restricting our using public transportation and two people in a car, unless it's a family.
Vlad, I'm hearing you. Increase the volume.
It's so important. I'm repeating of each and every one to be an example to everyone, to all the people in the world. And we're protecting each and every one. We're guarantors to each other in love and responsibility. We have to prepare and deal with this and protect each other. Thank you.
What we read is only in relation to Israel. And every country has to act according to the rules there. Info, are you finished? And song.
Doesn't matter where you're from, nation, tongue, or land. Heart to heart we sing this song, marching hand in hand. One by one we're entering the palace of the King. Side by side in harmony we sing. Here we are embracing, we have gathered here again. Say goodbye to troubles, bid farewell to pain. Come and see your brothers, reach and touch your soul. On to him in happiness we go. You made it, how great now you're here. You made it, and now there's no more fear. We made it, in love we fill our voice. All is one, we are ready to rejoice. You made it, how great now you're here. You made it, and now there's no more fear. We made it, in love we'll fill our voice. All as one, we are ready to rejoice. La 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 la. More fear. We made it in love, we'll fill our